नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9, Text 45, The Appearance of the Demon Vritrasura. And 45 is written here, right? Okay. Hangsaya Ndara Nilayaya Nirikshakaya Krishnaya Mrishta Yashase Nirupakramaya Sat Sangrahaya Bhava Panta Nijasramaptav Nijasramaptav Ante Parishta Gataye Haraye Namas Te Hangsaya Dara Nilayaya Nirikshakaya Hangsaya Dara Nilayaya Nirikshakaya Krishnaya Mrista Yashase Nirupakramaya Krishnaya Mrista Yashase Nirupakramaya Sat Sangrahaya Bhavapanta Nijasramaptav Sat Sangrahaya Bhavapanta Nijasramatpav Ante Parishta Gataye Haraye Namaste Ante Parishta Gataye Haraye Namaste Hangsaya Dara Nilayaya Nirikshakaya Krishnaya Mrista Yashase Nirupakramaya Sat Sangrahaya Bhavapanta Nijasramaptav Ante Parishta Gataye Haraye Namaste Hangsaya Dara Nilayaya Nirikshakaya Krishnaya Mrista Yashase Nirupakramaya Sat Sangrahaya Bhavapanta Nijasramaptav Ante Parishta Gataye Hare Namaste Hangsaya Dara Nilayaya Nirikshakaya Krishnaya Mrista Yashase Nirupakramaya Sasangrahaya Bhavapanta Nijasramaptav Ante Parishta Gataye Hare Namaste Hangsaya Dara Nilayaya Nirikshakaya Krishnaya Mrista Yashase Nirupakramaya Satsangrahaya bhavapanda nijasram aptav. Ante parishta gataye hareya manaste. Hamsaya dara nilayaya nirikshakaya. Krishnaya mrista yashase nirupakramaya. Satsangrahaya bhavapanta nijashramaptav. Te parishta gataye haraye namaste. Hamsaya dara nilayaya nirikshakaya. Krishnaya mrista yashase nirupakramaya. Satsangrahaya bhavapanta nijashramapta. Ante parishta gataye haraye namaste. Anyone else? Hamsaya dara nilayaya nirikshakaya. Krishnaya mrista yashase nirupakramaya. Satsangrahaya bhavapanta nijasramapta. Ante parishta gataye hare namaste. Matijis? Hamsaya dara nilalaya nirikshakaya. Krishnaya mrista yashase nirupakramaya. Sasangrahaya bhavapanda nijasramaptav. Te parishta gataye haraye namaste. Hamsaya, unto the most exalted and pure. Pavitram paramam, the supreme pure. Dara, in the core of the heart. Nilayaya, whose abode. Nirikshakaya, supervising the activities of the individual soul. Krishnaya, under the super soul, who is a partial manifestation of Krishna. Mrishtayashase, whose reputation is very bright. Nirupakramaya, who has no beginning. Satsamgrahaya, understood only by pure devotees. Bhavapanta nija asrama aptau, being obtainment of the shelter of Krishna for persons within this material world. Ante, at the ultimate end. Parishtagataye, unto him who is the ultimate goal, the highest success of life. Haraye, under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Te, unto you. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Srila E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, O Supreme Pure, you live within the core of everyone's heart and observe all the desires and activities of the conditioned souls. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Lord Krishna, your reputation is bright and illuminating. You have no beginning, for you are the beginning of everything. This is understood by pure devotees because you are easily accessible to the pure and truthful. When the conditioned souls are liberated and sheltered at your lotus feet, after roving throughout the material world for many millions of years, they attain the highest success of life. Therefore, O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, we offer our respectful obeisances at your lotus feet. Please repeat. O Lord, O Supreme Pure, you live within the core of everyone's heart and observe all the desires and activities of the conditioned souls. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Lord Krishna, your reputation is bright and illuminating. You have no beginning, for you are the beginning of everything. This is understood by pure devotees because you are easily accessible to the pure and truthful. When the conditioned souls are liberated and sheltered at your lotus feet, after roving through the material world for many millions of years, they attain the highest success of life. Therefore, O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, we offer our respectful obeisances at your lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The demigods certainly wanted Lord Vishnu to relieve their anxiety, but now they directly approach Lord Krishna. For although there is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Vishnu, Krishna descends to this planet in his Vasudeva feature for the purpose of Paritranaya Sarunam Vinashaya Chadushritam, protecting his devotees and annihilating the miscreants. Demons or atheists always disturb the demigods or devotees, and therefore Krishna descends to punish the atheists and demons and fulfill the desire of his devotees. Krishna, being the original cause of everything, is the Supreme Person, above even Vishnu and Narayana, although there is no difference between these different forms of the Lord. As explained in the Brahma Samhita, Chapter 5, verse 46. Dirparchareva hidasantanamabhupetya dipayate vivritehe tu samana dharma yastadrigeva hicha vishnu tayavipati govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Krishna expands himself as Vishnu, the way a bright candle kindles another. Although there is no difference between the power of one candle and another, Krishna is compared to the original candle. The word mrishta yashase is significant herein because Krishna is always famous for relieving his devotee from danger. A devotee who has sacrificed everything for the service of Krishna and whose only source of relief is the Lord is known as a kinchana. As expressed in the prayers offered by Queen Kunti, the Lord is akinchanavitta, the property of such a devotee. Those who are liberated from the bondage of conditioned life are elevated to the spiritual world, where they achieve five kinds of liberation, sayujya, shalokya, sarupya, sharshti, and samipya. They personally associate with the Lord in five mellows, shanta, dasya, Shakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. These rasas are all emanations from Krishna. As described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the original mellow, Adirasa, is conjugal love. Krishna is the origin of pure and spiritual conjugal love. O O Lord, O Supreme Pure, You live within the core of everyone's heart and observe all the desires and activities of the conditioned souls. O Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Lord Krishna, Your reputation is bright and illuminating. You have no beginning, for You are the beginning of everything. This is understood by pure devotees because You are easily accessible to the pure and truthful. When the conditioned souls are liberated and sheltered at Your lotus feet, after roving throughout the material world for many millions of years, they attain the highest success of life. Therefore, O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, we offer our respectful obeisances at Your lotus feet. Om Ajnana Timanandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dharati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagacham Tham Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Purishana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Kuruna Sindo Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvare Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupattaru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Putitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sri Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So continuing with this most amazing pastime, Radhanath Swami gave a very nice and enlightening class yesterday. And, of course, there's many lessons to be learned from this pastime. But it what is especially illuminating is the qualities of pure devotional service and the paradox of, especially in this pastime, of the greatest demon being actually one of the greatest devotees of the Lord. And throughout all this pastime and in future pastimes also, we see the difficulty and the so many problems that ensue from offending one's spiritual master. And so in so many ways, this is so instructive. I thought I would take some time, with the devotees' permission, to expand upon what Prabhupada had mentioned in the purport, because the qualities of Krishna's pure devotees are really the subject matter, ultimately, of this pastime. And because I'm pretty much brain dead at this point and have very little realization anyway, I thought I would just read Srila Prabhupada's words and some prayers by the pure devotees so we can understand the and remember the qualities of a pure devotee. Kunti Devi, Shrimati Kunti Devi says, Janmaishvarya Shuta Subhir Shrivir Idamana Madapuman Naivarhat Yabi Datum Vai Tvamakinchana Gocharam. My Lord, your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling. We'll read some of Prabhupada's purport. Being materially advanced means taking birth in an aristocratic family and possessing great wealth, an education, and attractive personal beauty. Certainly all the qualities that the demigods had to a superlative degree. But of course, they're not helping them very much right now, are they? All materialistic men are mad after possessing all these material opulences. And this is known as the advancement of material civilization. But the result is that by possessing all these material assets, one becomes artificially puffed up, intoxicated by such temporary possessions. Consequently, such materially puffed up persons are incapable of uttering the holy name of the Lord by addressing him feelingly, O Govinda, O Krishna. It is said in the Shastras that by once uttering the holy name of the Lord, the sinner gets rid of a quantity of sins that he is unable to commit. Such is the power of uttering the holy name of the Lord. There is not the least exaggeration in this statement. Actually, the Lord's holy name has such powerful potency, but there is a quality to such utterances also. It depends on the quality of feeling. A helpless man can feelingly utter the holy name of the Lord, whereas a man who utters the same holy name in great material satisfaction cannot be so sincere. A materially puffed up person may utter the holy name of the Lord occasionally, but he is incapable of uttering the name in quality. Therefore, the four principles of material advancement, namely high parentage, good wealth, high education, attractive beauty, are, so to speak, disqualification for progress on the path of spiritual advancement. The material covering of the pure spirit soul is an external feature, as much as fever is an external feature of the unhealthy body. The general process is to decrease the degree of fever and not aggravate it by maltreatment. Sometimes it is seen that spiritually advanced persons become materially impoverished. This is no discouragement. On the other hand, such impoverishment is a good sign, as much as the falling of temperature is a good sign. The principle of life should be to decrease the degree of material intoxication, which leads one to be more and more illusioned about the aim of life. Grossly illusioned persons are quite unfit for entrance into the kingdom of God. So as we were reading also in the last few purports, the demigods now are in a very favorable position. We can say, in fact, that all the millions of years that they're spending up in the heavenly planets, this one instance could be the pinnacle, the most exalted time, important time of their whole life. And of course, everyone in this on this planet, for the most part, is salivating at the mouth to be able to gain just a fraction of the opulences that the demigods have. But as we see here, understanding from Srila Prabhupada, that this is not the path of enlightenment. It is not the path of intelligent persons. And in this age of Kali, it is said that those who are endowed with sufficient intelligence, what are they doing? They're taking part in the Sankirtan movement of the Supreme Lord. And as illuminated by Srila Prabhupada in this purport, this process is so incredibly powerful, and that immediately, just by chanting once the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just by chanting once with feeling, that's enough. That all the sinful activities one has committed can immediately be burned up in a second. So this process is so incredibly powerful, and it's so incredibly fast also. It's a very fast process if we have the quality of engagement. Just like it says that it's not enough to approach and accept the qualified spiritual master. There must be two qualifications. There must be also the qualification of the disciple for spiritual potency from the spiritual master to come to the disciple and for him to be come enlivened. In the next verse, Queen Kunti says, and this is specifically what Srila Prabhupada is referring to here when he mentions the word mrishta yashase as being significant, because Krishna is always famous for relieving his devotee from danger. Namo kinchana vitaya nivrita guna vitaye atmara maya santaya kaivalya pataye namaha. My obeisances are unto you, says Queen Kunti, who are the property of the materially impoverished. You have nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material modes of nature. You are self-satisfied, and therefore you are the most gentle and are the master of the monas. Srila Prabhupada's purport. A living being is finished as soon as there is nothing to possess. Therefore, a living being cannot be, in the real sense of the term, a renouncer. A living being renounces something for gaining something more valuable. A student sacrifices his childish proclivities to gain better education. A servant gives up his job for a better job. Similarly, a devotee renounces the material world not for nothing, but for something tangible in spiritual value. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and others gave up their worldly pomp and prosperity for the sake of the service of the Lord. They were big men in the worldly sense. The Goswamis were ministers in the government service of Bengal. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a big zamindar of his time. But they left everything to gain something superior to what they previously possessed. The devotees are generally without material prosperity, but they have a very secret treasure house in the lotus feet of the Lord. There is a nice story about Srila Sanatana Goswami. He had a touchstone with him, and this stone was left in a pile of refuse. A needy man took it, but later on wondered why the valuable stone was kept in such a neglected place. He therefore asked Sanatana Goswami for the most valuable thing, and then he was given the holy name of the Lord. A kinchana means one who has nothing to give materially. A factual devotee or mahatma does not give anything material to anyone because he has already left all material assets. He can, however, deliver the supreme asset, namely the personality of Godhead, because he is the only property of a factual devotee. So it's getting late, but before we close, because it is a very incredibly auspicious day today, being the disappearance day of Srila Sanatan Goswami, I thought we'd read a brief biography of Sanatan Goswami. Srila Sanatan Goswami appeared in 1488, 5 years before Srila Rupa Goswami, in a Saraswata Brahmana family in Bengal. Sanatana and his two brothers, Rupa and Anupama, were always absorbed in Bhava Bhakti from early childhood. Remembering Vrindavan, they named the forest in which they played after Vraja's 12 forests, Talavan, Maruvan, Kamyavan, Mahavan. They called their favorite bathing ponds Radhakund and Shyamakund. In his youth, Sri Sanatan dreamt that a beautiful Brahmin boy gave him a Srimad Bhagavatam. Feeling ecstatic, he awoke. But seeing neither the boy nor the Bhagavatam, he felt sad. When Sanatan began his puja that morning, however, Krishna himself, disguised as a beautiful Brahmin boy, came and said, "Take the Srimad Bhagavatam from me. Always study it, and you will attain perfection." In Krishna Lila Stava, Srila Sanatana Goswami glorifies the Srimad Bhagavatam thus: "O holy Bhagavata, you are my only company, my only friend and my guru. You are my greatest treasure and my personal savior. You are the emblem of my highest fortune and the very form of ecstasy. I offer my obeisances unto you." Forced to submit to the ruling Muslim government, Srila Rupa and Sri Sanatan became ministers and lived at Ramakeli. But their real engagement was teaching shastras, which they learned from Vidyavas Chapati, brother of Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. Pandits and brahmanas from all over India came to study under the two brothers. Sri Rupa and Sanatan were acclaimed as the crest jewels of Gaudiya Vaishnav scholars of the time. After the Lord visited Ramakeli and freed them, they renounced everything for Lord Gauranga's service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana Goswamis to move to Vrindavan and perform four services. The first one, uncover Sri Krishna's pastime places. 2, install deities and arrange for their puja. 3, compile bhakti scriptures. 4, propagate the rules of devotional life. Entering Lord Chaitanya's service, they resolutely gave up power, riches, and position to live in Vrindavan as humble beggars, absorbed in bhajana. One cannot properly perform Krishna bhajana until one renounces all attachments, both internally and externally, and adopts a life of simplicity and humility. From the Sri Vraja Mandala Parikrama. They travel extensively throughout Vraj Mandala, discovering many Leela Shtanas, pastime places of Radha Madhava. Having no fixed residence, they would catch a few winks of sleep, no more than 1.5 hours per day, under a tree or a bush. Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana Goswamis spent all their time writing, discussing Krishna's pastimes, and chanting Krishna's holy names. To maintain himself, Sanatana would bake some wheat flour, roll it into a ball by adding touch of Jamuna water, and drop it into smoldering coals to cook. He would offer this bhati, salt-free baked bread ball, to his deity of Madan Mohan. Giving up all kinds of material enjoyment, the Goswamis accepted the poorest way of life as mendicants. They ate just enough to maintain their bodies. The Radha Madan Mohan Mandir, established by Sri Sanatana Goswami, was the first one opened in Vrindavan by the 6 Goswamis. Described as the personal extension of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Sanatana is the ideal spiritual master because he gives one shelter at the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. The 3 Vrindavan deities, Madan Mohan, Govindaji, and Gopinath, are the life and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The deity of Madan Mohan has a specific quality of helping the neophyte devotees understand their eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Madan Mohan means Krishna, who is so indescribably beautiful that he even attracts Cupid, Kamadeva. Sanatana Goswami is a Sambandha Acharya who gives us knowledge of our proper relationship with Krishna, and his deity, Madan Mohana, helps us overcome our attraction for material sense gratification, Cupid, and fix our minds on devotional service. Sri Sanatana Goswami spent 43 years wandering from village to village in Vrindavan. The Vrajvasis would affectionately care for him, treating him like their father. With patience and concern, he listened to their problems. Then he would please all the villagers by his preaching and practical advice on everything from increasing crop yields to solving family quarrels. So renounced, yet such an example, such an acharya in all aspects. Renouncing all worldly pleasures, Sanatana Goswami is humble, detached, always absorbed in study. Mahaprabhu often said that Sanatana Goswami was his favorite devotee. As an ocean of love and mercy, Sanatana excelled all other devotees in his compassion toward the suffering souls. From the Bhakti Ratnakar. In his last years, he left his beloved deity of Madan Mohan with Krishnadas Brahmachari, his disciple. He did bhajana on the banks of Manasi Ganga next to Chakaleshwara Mahadev at Govardhan. Daily he walked, daily, the 24-mile original longer route of Govardhan Hill every day and did all his writing and reading, discussing, unearthing the pastimes, establishing the holy places, establishing deities. Inconceivable. Although he was 65 years old, he kept his daily vow of offering. How many obeisances to Govardhan Hill? Anybody know? 1,008 obeisances to Govardhan Hill. And what else? And obeisances to any Vaishnav whom he met. Understanding the difficulty of his pure devotee, Srimadan Mohan appeared one day and said, "Baba, you are too old. Don't take so much trouble to walk around Govardhan Hill every day." Sanatana replied, "This is one of the daily activities of my bhajana. I must maintain it." "Since you are old," said Madan Mohan, "you may now give up this vow." Starting to walk again, Sanatana replied, "I will never give up my religious principles." Sanatana Goswami's firm determination to complete his daily devotional vow pleased Srimadan Mohan, Krishna. But in the loving dealings between the Lord and his pure devotee, Krishna's desire to please his devotee often defeats the devotee's desire to please him. So out of loving compassion for his devotee, Sri Krishna stood on a large flat stone on a Govardhan Shila taken from Giriraj. He played his irresistible flute. The Govardhan Shila melted in ecstasy, capturing the impression of Krishna's lotus feet. Presenting this to Sanatan, Krishna said, "If you circumambulate the Shila every day, it will be the same as going around Govardhan Hill every day. You will keep your vow intact and not compromise your religious principles." Seeing that Giriraj himself, Sri Krishna, had given the Shila, Sanatana Goswami gratefully accepted. One can still see that Govardhan Shila in the Radha Damodar temple. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in his Jiva Dharma, "Sanatana Goswami was empowered to explain the esoteric aspects of Krishna's manifest and unmanifest Raja Leelas. Sanatana Goswami made a significant literary contribution to the Gaudiya Sampradaya, which is with his Hari Bhakti Vilas, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and Brihad Vaishnava Tosani. In the form of Labhanga Manjari, Sanatana Goswami serves Srimati Vishakashaki in Radha Madhava's Leela Nikunja Leela, Nitya Nikunja Leela. Sanatana Goswami's Samadhi is behind Radha Madan Mohan's temple." Srila Sanatana Goswami Ki Jai! So it's late. Thank you very much for your attention. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Sanatana Goswami.